Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years. In all those years, and before, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person and community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. Today we begin Easter. Easter is a season that lasts for 50 days and celebrates the resurrection and salvation of Jesus Christ and his ministry on earth immediately following his resurrection. We'll begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our psalm this week is the same as a couple weeks ago, only different verses, according to the lectionary. It is Psalm 118, verses 1 through 2. 14 through 24, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and will be read by our special guests, Genevieve and Ivy. We will begin our psalm with a refrain. I'll sing it through twice the first time. Let's sing the scripture together.
This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation.
There are glad songs of victory in the tents of his righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is excellent. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death.
This is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
You may pause and read a scripture for today from the Daily Lectionary, to which I'll put a link in the show notes. Then, skip ahead to the next chapter in our podcast, Our Prayers. Or, linger and hear a scripture from our special guest, Reverend Dr. Chris Pearson. The scriptures for this Sunday and from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, New International Version.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks to be God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. After a topic is named and time is allowed for prayer of the topic, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," and then you'll respond, "Hear our prayer." If anyone needs more time to pray, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray. Our most precious friend and Savior, Jesus, we thank you for the season of resurrection. Help us to take the power you have given us in your resurrection and share it with all we know. So, as a people, given new life and salvation, we pray for strength to confess our sins and seek your forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have heard the gospel for the first time, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Jeff Seitz, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world, as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who clean and tend the sacred spaces of Christian communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who are scared to sleep. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, this is indeed a day you have made. Help us see the beauty in it and do all in our might by your resurrection power to show your love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you to our special guest scripture readers, Genevieve, Ivy, and Reverend Dr. Chris Pearson. Genevieve is one of the fantastic students in Gary Kids. She always brings such enthusiasm and joy to any event and worship service she's at. This is especially evident in this podcast, as she recruited her amazing friend and reader, Ivy, to read scripture. They make a fantastic duo in Christ. Reverend Dr. Chris Pearson is the senior pastor at Gary Church in Wheaton, Illinois. I'm able to interact and be in ministry with Dr. Pearson on an almost daily basis. And I don't say this because he's my supervisor. I say this as a friend in Christ. He is one of the most genuine and best proclaimers of the gospel and pastors I have ever had the privilege of knowing. I'm thankful for his life, ministry, and witness to Jesus Christ. And I'll be sure to put more information about his work in the show notes. Thank you, Genevieve, Ivy, and Chris. And now receive this Easter blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together soon. I'll look forward to praying with you.